Joe Biden, mass immigration, changing demographics making America so much better. By John Binder on September 30, 2022. President Joe Biden celebrated mass immigration to the United States at the White House on Friday, saying the constant flow of millions of illegal and legal immigrants every couple of years is making America so much better. During a speech for Hispanic Heritage Month, Biden celebrated that the U.S. foreign-born population has hit a record-breaking nearly 47 million and that 26% of students in American schools speak Spanish rather than English. When in American history has there been a circumstance where one ethnicity has the potential to have such a profound impact on the direction of a country? Biden said. 26% of every child who's in school today speaks Spanish, 26%, Biden continued. We've had large waves of immigration before, but the thing is, we just have so much opportunity to make this country so much better. I really mean it, so as my father would say, let's go get 'em. The remarks come as Biden has spiked the number of foreign-born residents across a multitude of states and Democrats vow to add 1 million foreign-born voters to the nation's voter rolls in the next 4 years. Already, annually, the U.S. government rewards over 1 million foreign nationals with green cards and another more than 1 million with temporary work visas to take American jobs. In addition, under Biden, about 2.2 million illegal aliens have entered the U.S. interior. The decades-long waves of mass immigration, bragged about by Biden, have been largely unpopular with American voters, particularly working and middle-class Americans who are the most likely to compete for jobs, housing, and public services against new arrivals. A YouGov poll from August revealed that a 35% plurality of American adults said current immigration levels are making the U.S. worse off. This month, another YouGov poll found that the majority of GOP voters now say current immigration levels are making the U.S. worse off. Similarly, an APNORC poll in May showed that nearly half of Republicans said Biden and Democrats are using mass immigration to import new voters and retain a permanent political majority in Washington, D.C. Research and the establishment media have consistently admitted that the larger a region's foreign-born population, the more likely that region is to vote for Democrats over Republicans. In 2019, for example, The Atlantic's Ronald Brownstein found that nearly 90% of House congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average are won by Democrats. This means every congressional district with a foreign-born population exceeding 15% has a 90% chance of electing Democrats and only a 10% chance of electing a Republican. The Washington Post, The New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic changes spurred by mass immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat political majority. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios acknowledged in 2019. The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. Already, the U.S. has the most generous immigration system in the world, expected to bring in 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2042. About 8 million of those voters will have arrived entirely due to the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.